Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Where do we start? Holy mother of mayhem, we have too much to cover. And the week's only getting started. Are you revived over your period of rest? Did you rest? If you're like me, there is no respite. There is no ability to rest because something is happening 24/7. The Democrats are scheming. The leftists are scheming to get you. But the good news is it's getting easier and easier to out them. Their schemes are dying right in front of them. I don't know how to describe it except I'm watching them fall like flies. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Hey, I got to give you some news. So you guys have heard me talk about Verve. I use the spray. I just put some of the energy in my cheek, vervesprayvitamins.com. Go to action and you can get them. But I spray it in my cheek. It gets absorbed like 90%. This veteran-owned, USA-made product is amazing. You want to sleep? Get melatonin. You want to fight COVID? Whatever ailment you may have, they got a spray for that. They got a spray for energy, which is the one that I use. They got them all. And there's one that I did not know they have. It's a daily vitamin they're out of. They sell it so fast, they're out. So there's actually six of them. We'll be offering that soon. But I want to make this announcement. Linda, I won't say your last name, but Linda was the first one to order Verve through the advertisements because you can, when you go on there, you use the code word action and you get a discount. Well, Linda was my first one to order that. So Linda, I'm going to send you something a little extra as well just for being the first one to order Verve. So make sure you give me your information and we'll make that happen. And I hope, Linda, you're probably a member of the Backstage Club. I know you're listening to the program. I got to love you for that. But hey, speaking of energy, we're going to bring some energy to this program. This is going to be a show about good news because there's going to be good news and then there's going to be better news. Another show, folks, from Kevin Jackson about, are you ready? Are you ready, conservatives? Winning! You're winning! You ready for some good news? Bidenflation is through the roof. Yeah, it's up higher than expected. When I read that, I was like, by whom? I expected it to go higher. Who didn't? It went up 0.6%. That's horrible. Horrible news. Joe Biden shot inflation up through the roof, and he's supposed to be now backing it down before the election to make himself look good. He can't even bring it down from the high. It's still going up. It's freaking awesome news. Normally, we would lament the idea of paying higher prices for stuff. My bag of chips that I buy, I told you guys, they used to have it on the chips, $2.29. They took the pricing off. They were on sale the other day for $2.99. They're 70 cents higher on sale than when I used to buy them pre-Biden. You know, back during the good old days of Donald Trump. Let me tell you something. Everybody's taking a serious look at Joe Biden and his issues. So inflation is up. Hey, New York City lost 78,000 people last year. Moved out, moved on up to the east side, to that deluxe apartment in Florida. Moving on up. That was a bad play on the Jeffersons, but I think you know what I'm talking about. If it weren't for illegals, folks, blue states would lose more congressmen and we would be dominating in the Congress. Now, we got to stop the census from counting these illegals. That should be one of the number one priorities for Republicans going into the next census cycle. No counting of illegals. Democrats, California, Chicago, New York, losing congressmen. You know who's gaining them? Texas. These red states, Florida, gaining Congress people. They should be gaining Congress people with our views. Anyway, that's the good news. Back to the good news. You ready? No State of the Union bump for Biden. Leftism continues to show the slow, deserved, ugly death Because that's where it should go. Leftism needs to be like they did in Superman. Shoot them out into space in a bubble where they just float around forever. They can go land on another planet. But they shouldn't be here. What about the Oscars? I looked at the Oscars. We'll talk about that a little bit of depth just because we got a lot of other stuff to talk about today. But let me just give you what the Oscars, because the Oscars is, a to me, a good barometer of things because it tells you how pop culture is doing. So it was up a small percentage, 4% from 2023, the numbers for the Oscars. 18.8 million was what they got in 2023. They got just over 19 million this year. But it was down in the key demographic, that 18 to 49 year demographic dropped 5%. So it was up 4% overall, but it dropped 5% in the key demographic, the demographic where people can, you know, they mold the minds of the 18 to 49 year olds. I don't know how you can still be getting your mind molded at 49. I can see you getting changed, you know, making some evolution, but I can't see you getting molded. But anyway, Jimmy Kimmel, they kicked it off an hour earlier than usual in order to bolster viewership. So it's not even an apples to apples comparison because they made it earlier in hopes of getting the younger demographic, which they happen to lose. You want to know who else is losing the younger demographic? Joe Biden. Joe Biden is getting, he's leaking youth. He's leaking the black vote. The young black vote don't like him at all. He's leaking it. People are finally waking up to say, you know what? It isn't about a two-party system. It's about who's best for the job. And they're not looking at Kennedy. By the way, just so you're aware, third-party candidates. You know what the alarm bell that went off by Dick Gephardt? He said, y'all need to just drop out because it's terrible for us. Democrat Dick Gephardt is afraid of what the third-party candidacies are going to do to Joe Biden. Of course. Let me go back to these Oscars. 43 million viewers in 2014. 43 million down to 19. They've dropped over 50%, folks. Are you paying attention to me? And you wonder, is Trump resonating? Is conservatism resonating? Are people getting sick of these self-indulgent Holly weirdos and self-indulgent inside the Beltway politicians? I give you your answer. Yeah, I think we know what's going on. We are the people that they're starting to pay attention to. And it isn't us doing anything crazy because we don't have to be crazy to show these people exactly what the world is about. Just look at leftism and it'll reveal itself. When we come back, I'm going to talk about Donald Trump getting great news. I talked about it over the weekend and we're doing weekend shows for those of you who want to keep in touch with Kev. But we're going to talk more about this. I'm going to play you some clips that will blow your mind.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not, but you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Good news and better news. The left, they go, well, we've got a little good news and we got some bad news. Really, the left should just be honest. They got bad news and they got horrible news. We got good news and we got better news. And to be honest with you, we got some great news. I'm glad you're here, Kevin Jackson. Because you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. We're working hard to bring you some really great stuff. And I'm telling you, the team is at it. I wish I had more. I wish I had the resources to put more people at it. But I'm going to tell you, for what we pound for pound, we the baddest of that. We the baddest of that. We bad man. We bad people. Bad people. Anyway, I'm glad you guys are with me. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. And I do want to hear from you. And I know there are people that are always asking me, Kevin, how do we get out? I don't do credit cards. I don't do this or that. Let me tell you. You can just reach me at P.O. Box 542, Higley, Arizona, 85236. P.O. Box 542, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236. Jot that down. Remember it. Do whatever. If you got, you know, didactic memory, you can remember all this stuff. Good for you. But for the most part, jot that down. Jot the phone number down. Get in touch with me anytime you want. When I have time, I call you. I do call you people. Albert can attest to this. Bob and Carol and many of them. Andy and Andy, all of them. I've talked to everybody. Linda, Lisa, just do it. You trust me. Give it a test if you don't believe me. Anyway, we're talking about winning, folks, because that's what we're about. And people tell me all the time, Kevin, you stay so optimistic. Let me tell you, if I had a reason to be pessimistic, I would be it. I'm not being optimistic because, you know, I'm trying to fool you. To thine self be true. I'm optimistic because we have every reason to be optimistic. Let me ask you, have you helped somebody recently? Have you been helped by somebody recently? Have you thought about it? Are you involved? Are you out there spreading truth or lies? Do you have an agenda against America? Against anybody in particular? What is it that you, I mean, really? I got to check you on yourself? You God-loving creatures, you are out there doing God's work. You're doing great stuff. You're influencing people in your little sphere of influence. And then you start helping others like myself. You say, you know what, I'm going to go for the greater good. I'm going to go promote Kevin's show. I'm going to wear his merch, which, by the way, we got some spectacular merch. And it's only getting better. We're putting together some agreements with people. I'm loving what's going to happen. I believe in my heart of hearts, God is going, boop, we're going to touch you there, son. So I'm optimistic, but I'm optimistic even in a time of, you know, I'm not feasting right now. I have feasted in my life. That's why I can't complain. When it's not feasting time, I can't complain because I have feasted. And I didn't squander. But at the end of the day, I don't care whether you're in feast or famine, you still have to remember that you're okay. There's somebody out there suffering more than you. And I'm not saying we measure on suffering. That's not the best way to measure, but just understand, whatever you're going through, it's temporary. Somebody's already been through it. You'll be okay. And we are okay. And in our case, we're great. We're better than okay. Because we're not thinking about it personally. We're thinking about it big picture. And the big picture, it's good. It is good. Every indicator is against the left. Every indicator is for us, for conservatism, which means it is for the truth. I don't want to put a label on it. It's for the truth. So, yeah, I want to play this clip. This is what CNN had to say about Donald Trump. And it's two clips in the sense that one guy gives you the truth and this black woman contradicts herself. So here's the clip.
Jeff, I mean, the judge's opinion was a scathing rebuke of Willis, her judgment. He wrote that the reasonable questions remain about whether Willis and Wade testified untruthfully about the timing of their relationship. I mean, that's...
Today was a very good day for Donald Trump. This case is going nowhere. Even if, in the extremely unlikely event that this somehow staggers to trial in August or in the fall, think about this. There's another racketeering case in Georgia where jury selection, not the trial, jury selection has taken a year. This case is never going to trial before the election. You know, it's an embarrassment, all of this. I mean, Fannie Willis has hung on, but this case is going nowhere very quickly.
I know, folks. CNN. Yes, hard to believe. CNN is admitting this case is going nowhere quickly. That was a guy, I think his name is Jeffrey Toobin. I don't know his politics. I don't even care. See, I'm watching it. I don't need to know who the person is. I go, he's right. That is the right assessment. Fannie Willis is a disgrace. What more can you add to that? She's a disgrace to her profession. She's a disgrace to women. She's a disgrace to black women. She's a disgrace to leftism. She's a disgrace to the idea of what government will do to get some. I mean, across the board, disgrace. And you're not getting a lot of pushback. I mean, Anderson Cooper's asking, and everybody's on that panel looking. Now, we're going to get to the naysayer. I'm not going to do it this segment because I want to cover what she says by itself. Because here's the reason why. There's a black lady that responds after this, and she disagrees with that assessment. But what's funny, and I love these debates, she disagrees, and she gives you every reason in her disagreement that actually refutes her own commentary. I love when leftists do that. It makes it so easy. But I want to put this in the perspective of what he said. And what, here's Donald Trump. Fannie Willis is going after him for racketeering. RICO. So she's saying there's a conspiracy. Trump conspired in fighting to look at his presidency and in going and saying, you know what, I don't believe these numbers. I don't believe the Georgia numbers. I don't believe it. And going after him, what gets uncovered? This is, again, another one of these things where you know God is in control. Who do we expose? Trump doesn't get exposed. Fannie Willis and all her dirty dealings get exposed. And you know who exposed her? It wasn't some great right wing, either way, conspiracy. It was Fannie Willis' own people. Whistleblowers within the Georgia DA that said she wanted us to do this with this money and this guy wanted this. And when I reported this happened, then suddenly her dirty laundry comes out. And then people start digging up. Fannie said, yeah, the previous person, he should have been fired for what Fannie just did. That guy got let go. They get exposed. You have to enjoy these wins. They went to take down Donald Trump. They picked up the log and got snake bit. But it wasn't us. Look, I hope Fannie Willis does the right thing in Georgia. I never knew this woman's name. But you learned that she's as crooked as can be. Would you want to have to deal with her in Georgia knowing how she is, knowing how crooked this woman is? How many people has she hurt? If we go back and look at everything she's done, what will we find? Keep it here, folks. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 0523, 800-284-0523.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Early results from Russia's presidential election showed President Vladimir Putin has won with 88% of the vote. His victory was all but guaranteed with no real challengers to his re-election and his iron grip on the political system inside Russia. It means Putin's war against Ukraine will continue. One former top U.S. politician says she's worried former President Trump might hand key intel over to U.S. adversaries like Russia once he begins receiving receiving classified materials as the presumptive Republican nominee.
Hopefully those advising him would say, don't share this with the Russian foreign minister, as he did in the Oval Office.
Former Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on with CNN's State of the Union Sunday. Of course, Trump's already facing federal criminal charges for allegedly keeping classified documents from U.S. government record keepers who wanted them back. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Before we get back to the Anderson Cooper CNN and the great news from Donald Trump, that everybody, the original pundits,
it has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
For Donald Trump. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. So I'm going to play this other. This is a panel discussion on Fonnie Willis after it was done. And I don't know this guy's name, but he's an attorney. And he gives his assessment, which falls in line with everything else. But you judge for yourself.
They have survived, but not without substantial damage. I mean, there is some really stark language in this ruling. The judge calls out the DA's, quote, tremendous lack in judgment, the odor of mendacity. He says that the speech, the public speech she made in the church was, quote, legally improper. And the judge even says in the ruling, it may be time for a gag order on the DA because she keeps on making improper public statements. He leaves it out there. He doesn't say I'm issuing one, but he raises the possibility of a gag order on the DA. I mean, look, there's gag orders on Donald Trump.
Right.
Because we collectively fear that he may be tainting the jury pool, and now the judge floats the same possibility. So the DA's office has survived. The case survives. It will roll on. At what pace, we'll see. But there's some damage done here.
Welcome back, folks. So right after this, Nathan Wade does what he's supposed to do. He steps down. Then people go, you know, only the best thing that could happen is Fonnie Willis, even though she can stay on the case, because those are the two things that the judge gave her, he has to step down, and then you can continue. There are people going, nope. She needs to step down. Here's another panel discussion on CNN about the Fannie Willis decision.
Let's put this in the larger context. At some point, Trump's lawyers are going to have to defend him in a court of law, maybe not this year, based on the facts and the law. But until then, they have two goals. The first is to delay all four of his criminal trials. The other is to sow distrust in the criminal justice system. And what we've seen down in Fulton County over the past few months has helped him with both of those goals. And this language today, where the judge describes Fonnie Willis as having, quote, a lapse in judgment, calls her unprofessional on the stand, said she repeatedly made bad choices, and insinuates that she lied. He describes a significant appearance of impropriety that infects the current structure of the prosecution team and basically says, look, your office can recuse or you can get rid of your lead prosecutor. So while, yes, this is about Fonnie Willis's fate in terms of leading this, there's something much more at stake, which is trust in the judicial system. So anyone who says that this is a win for Fonnie Willis, it's a technical victory. But I would argue this helps the Trump team.
Yeah. The guy that keeps trying to jump in there is Jim Acosta. You remember him? Well, he's got a show. And he's a complete anti-Trump guy. But what people, I mean, folks, this is CNN explaining that Donald Trump has a case. Donald Trump has made his case to the public that he's being persecuted. And I could go on. This is not good news. Then I played the earlier, in the previous segment, we talked about Tubin, who came on and said, look, this is not good news for Fonnie Willis and blah, blah, blah. Well, there was a naysayer. A black woman comes on, and this is why I love when the people don't agree with us. And I think that does add some spice to the program. I used to have a guest on. Her name was Christy, and she was a card-carrying leftist. And we disagreed. It was one of the more popular segments. She got married, got pregnant, started having babies, and wanted to kind of get out of the mainstream. But a really nice lady, but we disagreed. And we battled it out right on the show. And I think I showed, no offense, but I showed how crazy Chrissy's ideas were. And I twisted her up all the time to the point where I think it was frustrating for her. And she decided to get married and have babies. Because why would you want to get married and have babies when you can come on a radio and argue with me? Huh? I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the news at hand. Good news, better news, and we have the best news. You wake up every morning knowing that you have no agenda, and if you continue to do things the right way, the insanity of the other side is going to come out. And that's exactly what's happening. So I want to go back to this clip. This is Anderson Cooper. He's got a panel, and two of the guests speak. We play Tube, and I'm not going to play his again. Yeah, let's just play the other part. So we're going to play only the second part where he cuts to this black woman. I don't know who she is, but she's an attorney. And she disagrees with everything that I've just played you in this segment. She disagrees with that, and she disagreed with a previous guest, and she gives her reasoning, and we're going to pick it apart.
This case is going nowhere very quickly.
Gwen, I mean, this is now the second time that Willis has been admonished by a judge for showing incredibly bad judgment.
Well, and probably not surprisingly, but certainly respectfully, I disagree with Mr. Tubin. I do think that there is enough evidence to go forward. I think that particularly the timing in this case, while we've had one racketeering case that has taken a long time to go to a jury, that's an anomaly. In my 17 years as a state prosecutor, I've never seen it take 10 or 12 months to get a jury. And in the last RICO case that I'm aware of, D.A. Willis taking to trial with 12 defendants, she was able to get a jury in about 4 weeks. So I think that's the precedent that we should be looking at. Now, true, there are a lot of other cases and matters that may shift the time frame, but she has unequivocally said she is ready to take this to trial. That has been her mantra since the beginning. And if she had her way, this would start August 5th.
All righty, folks, welcome back. So, interesting take there, and let me tell you why it's interesting in so many ways. Anderson Cooper has pretty much agreed with the assessment of the previous guy, and you can tell why. Let me give you the hint. He says, what's your take to the attorney? But he says, because this is the second time Fani Willis has been admonished by a judge, and she doesn't even acknowledge Anderson Cooper's comment. Well, what he's telling you is, you know, she's done some pretty shady stuff. And this one was glaring. It's right out in the open. And she doesn't address it. She completely dismisses it, goes back and dismisses everything that Tubin talked about. And he talked about how long this jury, it's taken to even get a jury for the case. 12 months. Now, here's what this black lady says about Fani Willis. She says, I wish I knew her name, but I'm just going to have to refer to her as a black woman. She's a black attorney. She says, I've never seen it take 12 months to get a jury. She says, the last RICO case that Fani did, she got it in 4 weeks. What she doesn't realize is she's admitting that Fani Willis has brought such a trivial case, such something that is so galvanizing. I shouldn't say that, because galvanizing means it brings it together. It's so polarizing. That's the word I was looking for. Thank you. So polarizing that it's taken a year and they still can't seat a jury. Now, this is where she runs roughshod over the community. She tells them what she wants. They supposedly hate Donald Trump. We're talking about Chocolate City. This is Atlanta, Georgia. And she can't get a jury to sit on this case. It's never taken 12 months. And the guy he's telling her, he's like, she can't even, he says she can't even get a jury to sit because that's how people are viewing this. And she goes on to talk about how quickly Fani got her other jury. Well, if she's so good at it and she's ready to go to trial, why is everybody else disagreeing? Why is everybody else seeing it the way I'm seeing it? Seeing it the way probably you see it. Seeing it the way CNN panelists are seeing it, saying, you know what? She'd be better off to get out as quickly as she can. Why is it everybody else is seeing this? I think we get the answer is very simple. This case never should have been brought. And I'm going to tell you, I've said it again before. I'm going to say it again. This case isn't done. I'm not talking about as it pertains to hurting Trump. I'm talking about this case isn't done in terms of how it can backfire on the Democrats, because we still have information that needs to be gathered on what is Fani Willis, what was she doing meeting with Kamala Harris? What was she doing at the White House? What did those meetings involve? Was there coordination? People seem to believe it. I know I believe it. I don't even, do I have any data, any evidence? No. But if you ask me, Kevin, would you believe that Fani Willis is colluding with the White House in order to get Donald Trump? Yeah, I believe it. I'm going to have to wrap up this segment, but I want to play a little bit of a clip that was on Joe Scarborough, and it's in two parts. First, Joe Scarborough, then we'll get to the rest of it when we come back.
Well, and Andrew, it's so fascinating what Danny just said. He's exactly right. It's not what happened before, the conduct before, that's going to ensnarl them down the road if they get further ensnarled by ethics claims and other things. It's what happened after the investigation into this began. That testimony, whoa. Yeah, the Georgia bar, people on both sides of the aisle are going to be shaking their heads as they go through all of the testimony line by line, all the evidence line by line. And I couldn't agree with Danny more. It's what they did once the investigation started, and not before, that's going to cause some problems in the future.
What? Joe Scarborough can't bash Trump? I mean, he's got to look at Fani Willis and he's got to shake his head and go, you know, God, this is what's going on. Not good news. We'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated.
So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm using Fonnie Willis as a backdrop for the great news that Donald Trump is again being exonerated. In their zeal to get Donald Trump, the left reveal themselves, and it's not good. And it's so bad that even the pundits that don't like Donald Trump are forced to take a different look. We've had Jim Acosta with guests on saying Fonnie Willis has made us look bad. We've got Anderson Cooper with guests on saying Donald Trump looks good. He's going to come out smelling like a rose. We've got Morning Joe, who can't stand Donald Trump, and they're having to come to his defense. The clip that we just ended the last segment with is Joe Scarborough. And I'm going to play the entire clip because we didn't even get to the part where the other guy comes in and he says, Bonnie Willis needs to resign. His name is Weissman. This is Joe Scarborough. And listen how he starts. Just pay attention. He's hemming and hawing. Because let me tell you what's cycling through his brain. All the things that I say about Donald Trump, all these negative things, all he's mean-spirited, mean tweets, he's uncouth and all this other stuff. How would you be if you found out everything that you now know about just Bonnie Willis? What about when you add to that Letitia James? What about when you add Alvin Bragg? What about when you add Jack Smith? What about when you add the Democratic Party, Raskin, Gold, what's his name? Dan Goldman, and others. What about when you add all these liars? What about when you add Adam Schiff? What about when you add all the lies of Nancy Pelosi on January 6th? What about when you add all the things that led up to the coup? Add in Barack Obama, what we learned about that. Add in all the things about Georgia ballots, Wisconsin ballots. All these different states where this stuff it's just been piled upon, lie after lie after lie, what's going on in Arizona, everything being revealed. Then add to the fact that Colorado and Maine wanted to keep Donald Trump off the ballot, knowing that this man had not told a single lie, had been talking about how he's being targeted, persecuted, etc., by a crooked DOJ that we know exists. I want you to factor all that in. This is not just about Fannie Willis. The great news that's happening is the great awakening. It is people saying, I get it now. Young people going, I'm living leftism now. I'm living totalitarianism in the form of COVID mandates and vaccine mandates. I'm living the insanity of the left with gender issues. Women are being attacked. Black people are living the issues of Democrat policies. And they're seeing it for the first time. They're feeling it gutturally. It's not just, you know, some ethereal thing like, oh, like it's outer space. No, they feel it every single day. Gas prices, price to live, just in your apartment, price for food. And then, worse than that, the crime and all the other things that are coming in, and all of it's being illuminated because Joe Biden wants millions more illegals in. And they say, oh, we'll help them, but we're not going to help you. Joe Biden, oh, we'll pay off your student loans, but we're going to tax you. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. None of this is going to work. This is their problem. Let me play this clip. Here's the entirety of the Joe Scarborough. Again, listen to how he starts because he's fumbling over himself. He doesn't know how to rationalize all this negative stuff he's been saying about Trump as he witnesses what Fannie Willis has done. This is not unique to him. You knew it. You were smart enough to catch it. But then again, you're conservative. Here's a clip.
Well, and Andrew, it's so fascinating what Danny just said. He's exactly right. It's not what happened before, the conduct before, that's going to ensnarl them down the road if they get further ensnarled by ethics claims and other things. It's what happened after the investigation into this began. That testimony, whoa. Yeah, the Georgia bar, people on both sides of the aisle are going to be shaking their heads as they go through all of the testimony line by line, all the evidence line by line. And I couldn't agree with Danny more. It's what they did once the investigation started and not before that's going to cause some problems in the future.
So what prosecutor does not know it's the cover-up, not the underlying conduct, that's going to get you in trouble? This is exactly what happened with Donald Trump in the Mar-a-Lago classified documents case. If he had simply said, I'm returning them, as Mike Pence did and Joe Biden did, there wouldn't have been a case there.
Now, I'm going to stop it there for just a second because I want to respond to this insanity. They can't say something without going after Trump on this. It is complete hogwash what he just said, but it's obligatory. He's got to do it. Now, he knows Joe Biden is still in trouble over classified documents. You guys heard me talk about classified documents last week. And what I love about it, it's yet another one of the things that is going to blow up into the face of the leftists. But they got to get it in. He knows that what he should be talking about is strictly Fannie Willis. And he's already said it's the cover up and he'll finish it. But he's got to get that little Trump jab in. And I love it because, as I said, every time they put a landmine for Trump, they forget where they buried it and they step on it. Here's the rest of the clip.
It was the cover up and the obstruction, you know, over and over again in that case that's the problem. Here, if they had simply said, absolutely, we had a relationship, you know what, we tried to split money, but maybe we weren't perfect, none of this would have been an issue. And by the way, none of that excuses that you cannot take the stand and give anything less than candid testimony. The fact that they did not understand that the cover-up was going to be the problem, that is why the judge here had such harsh words for what happened. He was not troubled by what actually happened in terms of their relationship. That is not what he's focusing on. He is focusing on the conduct of, in terms of what happened at the hearing. And, you know, as rightly he should be. And the reason it is so infuriating is because it damages this case.
Now, I stopped it there because I want you to understand he's trying to soft shoe it a little bit. He's upset that it damages the case, but he's saying, look, it didn't matter that they had the relationship. That wasn't the big deal. All the things, and they're all pretending, all the things leading up to this are no big deal. The targeting of Trump, the potential collusion with the White House, making this stuff up. All, none of that's a big deal. It's the cover up of their relationship. No, it isn't. It's much bigger than that, and they know that. They know that they're trying to get Trump and 18 other, quote, co-conspirators. They brag that two of them have already given up. You think that was not coerced? Given the spirit of what Fannie Willis does, you think that she didn't browbeat these people into submission? This is what this is about. And what's going to happen is all those other people are going to end up on appeals. They're going to end up making appeals. Let's finish the rest of this segment so you can understand. Because he goes on to say Fannie has to recuse herself completely.
That's why I really think it's not just Wade who obviously is going to be removed, but I think Fannie Willis, for the best for this case to be protected, really needs to remove herself voluntarily so that this doesn't linger and this case can go forward in the strongest possible way, because the judge has found, just to repeat it, the judge has found there is no prejudice to the defendants here.
That's as good as it gets for leftists. They're caught. And they want to soft shoe it. They're still only on the periphery of all of this. But let me tell you, folks, more is going to come from this. I'm predicting this. You've heard it here. But I want to play one more clip. And this is Chris Cuomo. And he's admitting something that few leftists want to admit. But I'm surprised he did it. Here it is.
You know, this guy's going to win, by the way. This guy's going to win. I've never seen people behind someone like this before. I've never been to rallies like that before for anyone. Obama didn't even have rallies like that.
Chris Cuomo finally seeing the obvious. He's taking the blinders off. He's looking at this pragmatically and saying, nope, nobody cares about the Democratic Party like this. Nobody cares about Joe Biden like this. He compares it to Obama. You can compare it to Obama in 2008. I disagree with him. In 2008, Obama was a rock star. I think his audiences were easily those of Donald Trump. He didn't know how to keep it going. But here's the difference. When Barack Obama left in 2012, he was a pariah. Nobody cared about him. If Barack Obama had an event today, he couldn't fill a 2,000 seat venue. God is my witness. He couldn't. Even if it were free, he couldn't do it. Nobody cares about him. Donald Trump can fill a venue even if he did a cover charge. He could fill a venue. And Chris Cuomo knows it. So does the Democratic Party. There is no escaping what's going on. And what they're doing is they're putting Trump fever on steroids with these persecutions.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.